This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The polls open in just over 12 hours here in Virginia as Virginians go to choose the Democratic nominees for the statewide races this year. Cree Deeds, Brian Moran, and Terry McAuliffe vying for that nomination to run against Republican Bob McDonnell for governor. We heard from Brian Moran in the first hour, Terry McAuliffe in the last half hour. Cree Deeds, unfortunately, was scheduled, but his plane did not want him to appear on this program. Running a little late, we're honored to welcome one of his biggest supporters, Delegate David Toscano of Charlottesville, joins us on the phone. David, thank you for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it.
Good to be back with you, Coy.
So tell us now, give us an update on Cree Deeds and his nomination for his race for the Democratic nomination for governor. The great news, of course, for Cree's campaign and his supporters is that the latest two polls show him way out ahead of both Terry McAuliffe and Brian Moran.
Boy, I tell you, things have really shifted over the last week. But it's still going to be a very close race, and I think it's not about the polls. It's who comes out and votes on election days. But right now, I think the momentum is with Cree. I think a lot had to do with the Post editorial and a number of other editorials around the state. I think Bristol, Martinsville, Stanton, a number of other places. And I think partly because people have taken the time to get to know Cree and his issues. He's not an unknown quantity because he's been around here for a while and ran statewide before. And I think that they're seeing him as a reasonable alternative, and they're making up their minds.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano about Cree Deeds seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. The polls open tomorrow morning. David, remind us a little bit about Cree's bio and Cree Deeds 101, where he's from.
Sure. I think Cree is in his 50s and went to school in Concord College, which I believe is a small liberal arts school, and got his law degree from Wake Forest in 1984, and has been in public service for a large part of his life. He was a Commonwealth attorney in Bath County, got elected to the House of Delegates back in 1991, and then when Emily Kirk died, he took her seat in the early part of the 2000s, early part of the decade. Has done a really great job in a district which is very diverse. I mean, you've got Charlottesville to the east and Bath County, more rural areas of Virginia to the west. And it requires a good deal of balance to balance some of the issues and concerns of Charlottesvillians with folks who are in more rural parts of the Commonwealth.
David, share with us, if you can, the priorities that Cree has been running on and the issues that are most important to him.
Well, I think number one is education at all levels. I mean, you're talking about K through 12, and investment in public schools, elementary and secondary. You're talking about higher education, which is near and dear to a lot of folks around here, particularly in light of the University of Virginia and PVCC being here, and pre-K. And he talks a lot about those issues on the campaign trail. And frankly, he's fought for those issues while he's been in Richmond. Several years ago, the House Republicans put through a budget bill that would have gutted a lot of money that would have come to Albemarle County in Charlottesville. It was projected to be about $2 million from Albemarle every year and another $1 million taken from the Charlottesville budget in every year. And that came out of the House Republican caucus and went to the Senate, and Cree stood up and said, we're not going to do this. And the Senate stood firm. Eventually, the House Republicans backed down, and the funding flowed to both Charlottesville and Albemarle. And I think this is indicative of what he's done over his time in Richmond, has fought very hard for the issues that a lot of folks around here feel are very, very important.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano about Cree Deeds, one of the three gentlemen seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. The polls open at 6 a.m. tomorrow, just over 12 hours from now. David, help us understand the differences between Cree and Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe. It's something I've really been trying to do on the program today. So as people go to vote tomorrow, they have a better understanding You know, they at first glance, there's three Democrats. They're all white guys. But what are, you know, you and I both know there's some major differences there. So help people understand what are the key differences between these three nominees.
Well, let me first say that, you know, Brian Moran is a good friend of mine. I mean, I've served with him in the House. And I'm close to him. Of course, Cree is my senator, and I've worked more closely with him than anybody else in Richmond. Terry McCall grew up in my hometown in Syracuse, New York, and so and has won a wonderful campaign. I don't know Terry very well, but he strikes me as a very engaging fellow with a lot of energy. I think the biggest difference between them all has to do with electability and the experience to get things done. You know, Cree has served in the House. He's also served in the Senate. Of course, Terry hasn't served in public life, so it's hard to know. He doesn't really have a record. It's hard to know how he gets these things done. Brian has just served in the House, and I think for a shorter period of time than Cree. But Cree also has had districts and represented districts that are very diverse, and he understands a lot of the different ways people think in different parts of the state. That is going to be critically important to getting things done in Richmond, where we've had, you know, frankly, some degree of gridlock over the last, well, at least during the time that I've been here. Cree comes from a rural area, but he represents a place like Charlottesville that may look more than like Northern Virginia than other places. He also understands and is not afraid to speak to people in rural parts of Virginia about Northern Virginia and the special needs they have in the area of transportation. People don't realize sometimes that Northern Virginia has been the economic engine of the Commonwealth for some time now. And if we don't ensure that they are competitive and they don't ensure that they have the infrastructure transportation-wise to get goods and services around, we run the risk of doing some real damage to the Commonwealth and doing damage to the things that people feel are important, whether it's in public safety funding or in educational funding.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano. Cree Deeds, of course, one of the nominees for the Democratic nomination for governor. David, what do you think has been Cree's strategy? Let's talk a little campaign strategy, because it seems like, you know, at first glance, Moran and McAuliffe have really been going at it, and everything they say has sort of been directed at each other. Cree has appeared not to be in the fray. Has that helped him?
Oh, I think it's helped him a great deal. I'm not on the inside of the strategy piece, but looking at it from the outside, one thing he did right off the bat, and that was he stayed in his job. People really, really respected that he was going to stay in the Senate, even though it meant for 45 days of the legislative session, from January to the end of February, he could not raise any money and really could not campaign that much. I think folks need to understand in Virginia, you can't raise money while the legislature is in session if you're a sitting legislator. And Cree stayed in the Senate and doing the people's work, and I think a lot of people respected him for that. The other thing that happened, of course, is being there in the Senate, he stayed away from the sniping that went on between Brian and Terry. He's kind of sat back and has been able to take advantage of it. And for some folks who perhaps might have been looking for an alternative to Terry McAuliffe and trying to weigh Brian and Cree, they started to gravitate Cree's way, and they're continuing to move that way. Beyond that, I think he had a strategy of trying to lock up the more rural vote over and take it across towards Hampton Roads. And it's only with the Washington Post endorsement that they started to concentrate some effort in Northern Virginia, where they thought they could use that Post endorsement to their advantage. And I think that's proved to be a really good strategy.
My guest is Delegate David Toscano of Charlottesville, which we should add, seeking re-election to his office this November as well. David, final question here. What do you think Cree would want voters to keep in mind tomorrow as they step into the voting booth?
Well, I think they'd want to keep in mind that his experience in Richmond with the House and the Senate and his ability to work with people across party lines and across diverse constituencies will serve him really well as the next governor. I mean, he's a personable person. He is pretty unassuming, but he knows his stuff. And folks can, I think, take pride that he's represented us here with a great deal of effectiveness during the time he's been in the legislature.
David Toscano of Charlottesville, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates. David, thanks for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Cree Deeds, one of the three gentlemen seeking the Democratic nomination for governor.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.